Hello, this is Lynn here. I just came to the end of day one of the Region 4 AGO convention. And it's taking place in Greensboro, North Carolina. And it was a really nice start. I came in, took just a little under an hour to get here from Durham. And checked in and got everything I needed, and then took a bus over to First Baptist Church to listen to the Raleigh Ringers give a concert, and they were in top form, let me tell you. They are such a joy to listen to. They are such a joy to watch. I really love their sense of humor. There were a couple of times where you basically had to see them as well as listen to them. I mean, they pulled off a few antics, like for one of the pieces that they played. Everybody came out dressed in tie-dye shirts, and even the director, I mean, he came out with this funky hair and this kind of weird outfit, and it was just really, really cool. And then they also did a Linus and Lucy piece, Vince Guaraldi, and one of the bell players was whining that he wanted his blanket and he lost his blanket, and so they eventually found it. It was this ratty tatty old thing, and you know, he just basically refused to play before he got his blankie. So then he got it and the piece proceeded. A funny one, and apparently this one has become a signature piece of theirs of sorts, is the Flight of the Bumblebee, Rimsky-Korsakov, and they all came out with their gloves. I mean, it was yellow and black stripes. It was so funny. Even the conductor's baton, yellow and black stripes. And one of the bell ringers put on this, I don't know exactly what it's called, like it's a skin-tight cap that's yellow and black. And then he also added some sort of a headband that had these jangly antenna coming off the top of it. It was so hilarious. So they really put on a great show. The banquet was pretty good, too. It took place at the First Presbyterian Church of Greensboro. Oh my gosh, that place was huge. People likened it to like a university campus. I mean, they even had their own, professional-looking hot bar, and I mean, it looked like a real professional cafeteria in this church. I was really impressed. I mean, you'd probably need a map just to be able to go places. It was gigantic. It's a beautiful sanctuary. The organ that's in there was built by Letourneau, and there is a chancel organ and a gallery organ. And now, I mean, it kind of makes sense when I noticed that the organ had two opus numbers. And, yeah, of course, the chancel organ, gallery organ, two separate organs. I wonder if they are controlled, if they can be controlled by one console. I'm kind of guessing so, because according to the program tonight, which was a hymn festival, there was only one organist listed. I'll eventually post these programs on my blog. I know I'm behind in posting my music lists, but I'll catch up, not to worry. What can I say? It was really spectacular, and I really, really loved the theme that they chose. Essentially, they did the readings from Genesis, basically going through the 7 days that the Lord made, you know, all creation. And the readings they did was the King James translation. And They chose a really nice selection of hymns and anthems, so it was wonderful. Very, very nicely done. Well, I see I'm running short on time, so I will stop right now. I think I will just record these little audio booths to document my time at the convention. So, good night, and God bless.